And welcome to yet another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude, the podcast where we examine the intersection of spirituality and masculinity, and we discuss how men can embody both in a modern society that often pits them against each other. I am your host, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez. Now, if you have not done so already, go ahead and do me a big favor and go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button for me. Also, don't forget to hit that notification bell. That way you get notified anytime I upload new content. Okay? I appreciate you. Also, don't forget to share. Okay? So, let's go ahead and delve into today's topic.
We had initially planned to talk about nurturing godly friendships today, but I felt something heavy on my heart that called for a change. Did you know that every 13.7 minutes, a man in the United States loses a battle in his head? That's 105 men per day. Totaling 13,559 men so far this year. These numbers are staggering and devastating. But we need to act, because one life lost is one too many. Society tells us, man, that we're supposed to be tough, to be stoic and strong. We are expected to be the unwavering providers and the problem solvers without any room for emotions or feelings. But who's there for us? Who is checking in on how we are really doing today? See, the biggest lie many of us have learned to tell is those simple three little words, "I am fine." See, it's a cover for the pain, the confusion, and the burden that we silently carry. My brothers, we have been conditioned to believe that showing emotion makes us weak or less of a man. But that belief is a false narrative. It's a very dangerous one as well, that's often costing us dearly. We are not meant to carry our burdens alone, nor do we need to pretend to be fine when we're not. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35, shows us that even our Lord and Savior expressed sorrow and vulnerability. He wept when his dear friend Lazarus died, and he understands our pain more deeply than anybody else. Proverbs 27:17 states, "Iron sharpened iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends." We need to be there for each other, shoulder to shoulder, brother to brother. Let us stand together and rewrite society's distorted narrative about masculinity by doing the following. Number one, create a safe space. I know what y'all say, safe spaces, but listen to me, hear me out. We need to build communities where men can share their struggles and emotions without the fear of judgment. Asking our brothers, "Hey, how are you really doing? Don't lie to me. How are you really doing?" We need to listen with empathy. Reach out and check into your friends and your brothers. A simple call or a text can mean the world to someone feeling isolated. Trust me, I know. I've been there. Remind them that their well-being matters and that they're not alone in this fight. Offer practical help, people. Sometimes words aren't enough. Help connect your brothers to resources, accompany them to counseling, or even spend quality time together. Being fully present can mean more than you know. Share your story. When you share your own struggles and how you've overcome them, you inspire others to open up about theirs. Your journey can offer hope to someone who feels like giving up. Pray together. Prayer invites the Holy Spirit's healing presence. James 5:16 states, "Pray one for another, that ye may be healed." See, you need to confess your struggles and pray for strength again. Number six, turn to God. Jesus understands our deepest pain is right by our side. Psalms 34:18 states, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart." See, people, we need to surrender your burdens to him and let his love bring you peace. Encourage professional help. Seeking therapy, counseling, or medical assistance is a sign of strength. It is not a sign of weakness. Encourage your brothers to connect with professionals who can guide them towards healing and understanding. These challenging times, we all need reminders of hope and strength. See, if you're looking for a resource that dives deep into finding faith and fortitude, my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ, can help. It's filled with the insights and the practical advice on how to live boldly in the light of God's truth, offering encouragement to those struggling with their burdens. But remember, people, no one book can replace real connection. Reach out. Share what's on your heart. If you take anything away from this episode, take this. Here's a full throttle takeaway. It's time to rewrite the false narrative that men cannot show vulnerability. Let's rewrite that script. Offer support and create a community where no one fights alone. Now here's a question for you. How can you help rewrite the script of masculinity and offer a safe space for men in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And thank you for watching to the end. Remember to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell.
Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith.